Blog Talk Radio.
Beauty, also known as Simply IB, and we are in the building tonight here in the IME Radio Network studios. I'm so excited for every one of you to be here. You guys have been supporting us from the beginning of time, and now it's Simply IB 2.0 in the building, and we got our crew with us tonight, of course. We can't wait to share with you what's going to take place tonight, and even our music is excited tonight. That's what I'm talking about, everybody. Wow. Tonight, we're going to be talking about some things that are very important in our culture today and in our world today. And we all saw what's been happening in the past weekend with what's going on with our children, which is March for Our Lives. And I just want to give a shout out and big kudos to all of the young folks who were at Parkland who said enough is enough, and they took to not just the streets, but they were very strategic and structural in the entire process of what we saw this weekend. I was on a website earlier tonight preparing for the show, everyone, and I saw that a month prior to this past shooting, which was very recent, everyone, these young people were galvanizing all over the country, getting ready for some things. And so, you know, I just want to give a shout out to all of them for doing some things that some of us adults really need to do. We need to get from behind the computers and having intelligent conversations, okay, and really get out there in those streets or in front of people who can pass legislation and have some serious, serious talk instead of just having commentary, all right? So I just want to go ahead and say that. Let's see what the crowd has to say about that. Audience, what do you think about that? Let's see what they have to say. All right. It's like they agree. So everybody right now, if you let everybody know that we're on, that would be great, because we're going to have a great conversation tonight. Are our children really ready to leave? Please, everybody dial into 845-241-9898 or listen by going to blogtalkradio.com/IME Radio. And why don't we do this? We're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, we're going to bring out some of our casting crew. And we'll be back, y'all, right here on Simply IB on the IME Radio Network. We'll be back. Once again, let everybody know that we're on by visiting 845 or dialing 845-241-9898 or by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/IME Radio and let's join the conversation. Without further ado, let's go ahead and see who we have in our casting crew tonight. Let's go ahead and see if we can open up. We missed this gentleman. I think he was on vacation last week. We just want to go ahead and say we miss you, Mr. Coleman, and welcome to Simply IB, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Miss you guys
good,
as well.
Good.
We were having so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Yes, we missed you. Here we go. Looks like everybody missed you, Jeffrey. So tell everybody everybody really quickly who you are again. Everybody, we call him the Biz Doc. And why do we call you the Biz Doc, Jeffrey?
Well, I'm the Biz Doc. The reason I have been coined that phrase is because I am very passionate about business, and I'm a brand strategist, and I am basically been coined the business architect. So I come in, I help you design your building of your business. I help you continue to evolve your business into the next platform. I'm very passionate about taking and helping people get technology implemented in to create a very seamless process in getting their products and services out to the marketplace. So that's one of the things that I bring to the table. I just help transition businesses. That's one of my my gifts that God's given me.
You know, I love that you said that. I mean, you're very strategic in what it is that you do. And I just want to go ahead and give you a compliment. There was a caller who got in touch with me last week who really loved your segment. They really loved that.
Wow.
They are taking notes. Yeah, taking notes. And I said, wait a minute now. We're going to have to talk to the Biz Doc so people can pay you and the rest of us. That's giving out great information to change lives and change businesses. But you know what? Let me say this. I love the fact that you said that God gave you these gifts, and I think it's very important. You know, and I know everybody, we're going to be talking about some things tonight, but I just want to reintroduce some of my cast and crew to you tonight so you can know the talent that we have here on Simply IB and those who revere the creator, all right? We just didn't get these gifts, did we? Jeff, real quick.
Yeah.
Tell us why you think it's important to let everybody know that God gave you these gifts.
Yeah, and the reason why is because, how can I say this? Because with God giving you the gifts, he's the one that gives the increase in the gifts. He's the one to come in and magnifies it. He's the one that gave you the talents and the breath that you breathe. And anything that any good and perfect thing that comes, it comes from the Lord. And so we get out of the mindset of saying taking control or taking ownership of something that God's giving you. So the very thoughts that you're having are not your thoughts. Those are the thoughts that are coming from him. And so when he tells you to give you and create a creative way of doing something, you have to give honor back to him because that was bestowed upon you. And if we get into the mindset, then we can actually set up the marketplace to be back about doing what God said to do. And so whatever he tells you, if you know how to do flour, do flour. And if you know how to do eggs, you do eggs. So we can come together and have a barter system, and that system being that your talents will make room for you at the table, meaning that you bring something to the table that everyone would need. And at the same time, that you can get something that you need from other people. And so that's where that scripture interpretation is saying that we have to give everything back to God because it all honor goes to him. And so I would not be remiss without saying God is my everything. And with him, without him, I can't do anything. And so I'm very much very passionate about that. And so when I deal with people in with my business, that's the first thing I do. I open my meetings with prayer. I end them with prayer. I rely on scriptures. That's my fuel for me.
Amen, amen. Everybody, that's a little bit from the Biz Doc tonight. We don't know if he may come back a little later and give us a tidbit. I don't want him giving away too much information. But if you think of something a little later, Mr. Jeffrey Coleman, I want you to please let us know so that you can share tonight's biz tip. You think you can think of one for us? Let's see if we can get out of him, guys. What we going to – you got one? Okay. So what?
Oh, yeah, I got one for you.
Yes. You got one for us. And guys, remember, get ready because we're going to have a continuation of last week's show where we really talked about are our children taking the lead of the gun issue, and we've already seen that they have. And since then, we've seen them take to the streets all around the country. Speaking of gifts really quickly, we have someone named 911 that sits with us, right, Jeffrey? Well, y'all, he's not a minister. He's not just, you know, wow, he's so many things. And right now, I think he's going to sing us a song. You want to hear it, Jeffrey? Let's see what we got, y'all. And when we come back, you guys, we're going to talk to more of our cast and crew and get into the meat of tonight's conversation. 911, what you got for us?
Yeah. Welcome to the Simply IB and the Crew Show. New season, new
flow, new topics, new show. So sit back and just enjoy the show. Simply IB and the crew. 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 Listen what we got for ya. IB's going one-on-one. LT and the buzz just for fun. And yours truly giving the 911. Jane Coleman moment with the biz doctor. Leroy McKenzie, the power of a man, sure to shock ya. Yeah. Click 32, tell you ladies what to do. Single Mary shocking and divorce just for you. Shantae, the
all right, y'all. Y'all hear it, Mr. 911, let that stuff B.I.B. in the crew. All right, y'all, a little bit of reggae or reggae tone from 911, letting you know what we have right here on Simply IB. Mr. Coleman, what did you think about that?
That's a hit. That's a hit.
It's a hit. I think we need to go. I think everybody needs to go to the recording studio right now. Speaking of that, let's see what the ladies have to say about it. Right now, everybody, we're going to go ahead and bring on the voice of one of our ladies right now. Miss LT, welcome to Simply IB, and how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, y'all. It's Wednesday.
Hey, it's Wednesday, Simply IB and the crew.
I'm sitting over here and I'm dying. I am dying laughing. And I'm like, and I was laughing. I told my daughter, I said, every time I hear that song, I get so tickled. I said, because the 911, I can see him over there crooning. You know, for those who don't know, he does a live, but I can see him crooning. It's Smith Lee Ivy and the crew.
Yes. We're going to have to do a remix, guys. Are y'all ready to do a remix? Everybody out there listening out there, hey, if you have any ideas for a remix, let us know. Okay? All right. So you can do that by going to hashtag IAMMeRadio on Facebook. Once again, guys, we have LT and the Biz Doc on right now, along with Inspirational Beauty, right here on Simply IB. Hey, everybody, call in to 845-241-9898 or listen by going to blogtalkradio.com/IAMMeRadio. Now, you do the buzz, Ms. LT, and we're going to let everybody hear that in a second or whatever. But tell us really quickly, you know, tonight we're talking about, you know, or asking the question, are our children really ready to lead? And we saw what happened this weekend. Now, I know you're going to share some of that in the buzz, so I don't want you to share all of that yet. But what do you make of that? If you had to grade our kids for this past weekend, what would their grade look like?
They would get an A for me. They would get an A for me. And I just think about when the best thing I can think about is the church. When you see churches that don't have any children in it, they forget that in order to go on, you have to be able to pay attention to children. And when you don't pay attention to children and don't give them what they need, they go and get it somewhere else. And thankfully, they're creating those avenues for themselves. And that's why I'm energized by what the kids are doing. Quite honestly, I'm motivated to get my life together. You know, to go out and do what matters to me and what's important, because that's what they're doing. They're like, okay, we're always on our Xbox or gaming or social media, but we're going to take this social media thing and make it work for us and make you all listen to us and make you make changes and realize that if you don't, we're going to be 18 soon and we're going to make changes for you. You need to be scared. You can either be scared of it or you can get behind it and make sure they're making educated decisions from the best place and not allowing the media to dictate how they move or infuriate them or empower them, whichever you want to look at it, to make the wrong decision. That's my take on it.
Well, wow, I love your take. I think that, you know, wow, we need more of that, and our kids need to hear more of that. And I know they're getting kudos from everybody, from strangers to parents and things like that. And let me ask Mr. Coleman, what are your thoughts on that? What would you give our kids for this weekend? I believe you were in D.C. this weekend. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the things that we really want to kind of put the mindset is that this weekend is kind of crescendoing into the movement now, but this is not the first movement. There's been many movements that have been taking place by a lot of groups across, and not trying to differentiate between the groups, but I will say that our young people have been trying to get that message out everything since Trayvon Martin, unfortunately, was murdered. So, you know, the gun violence and dealing with the police brutality, dealing with the social injustice and justice system, all these type of issues have been raised from the grassroots of the young people. And
if you understand
that this is a continuation of what's happening. And so, yeah, I was in D.C. and we left prior to the weekend. But you can tell that, you know, people were getting prepared. Things were taking place for that. But the one thing I really want to kind of stress the importance of is that the message has to come out. That has to be a complete message. And I want to make sure that it's a complete message that put in. Because this is a quilt, Ms. Kimberly. This is a quilt encompassing not only just guns from you know, in the hands of someone going into a school, but this is also the guns in the hands of people who are killing innocent people. This morning, before I could even get to the gym this morning, we were seeing another story. And this week alone, there's been four tragic killings that have taken place that's out in the news right now of unarmed black men and women that have been gunned down by people who are, quote, professionally trained. And so now you start looking at this and saying, so this is a quilt that needs to be unraveled piece by piece and restitched back in. So it's not something that's simply about talking about the school violence and the AK-47s, but it's also talking about how the use of force. And right now, statistically, they're saying that United States produce 34% of all the guns in the world. Did you know that? They export 34% of all the guns that are made in the world. And so we have a problem over here. It's not just with one particular gun. It's not just the automatic gun, but it's the fact of how we use guns in our society and how people deem life as carelessness with the use of guns. Something my wife says all the time, she said, a gun is only meant to kill and destroy. A gun is anything. When you go through a gun, it's meant to kill and to destroy. I don't care if it's a 22 or AK-47. Mm-hmm. What it's
She's
meant
right.
to kill and destroy.
She is right.
And so
she
that's
right.
what she says. Mm-hmm.
You know what's very interesting, Jeffrey, and for all of you that are listening out there, I said that on a show before, and someone had the nerve to get upset with me. First of all, that wasn't a matter of opinion. That's a fact. That's the intention of that weapon. The intention of a car is to get you from A to B, to C to D, right? It's to get you to a destination, correct? That is the sole purpose of a car. So if I would have said a car is designed to get you from X, you know, wherever, from one side of town to the other, and you get mad about that, I think you need to kind of check yourself. All the other stuff is just extra, right? So we need to be real with ourselves. And we understand folks out there love their guns and things like that. But I dare say we need to love our people just a lot. Not a little bit more, but a lot more. I want to give a statistic really quickly, everybody, for you all that are out there. Jeffrey gave a statistic on guns that we make 34%
bring
34%. Say it again. Go ahead and say that again. Let me make sure we get.
No, we export 34% of all the guns made in the world.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to ask you guys really quickly, and I'm going to bring on the cast and crew in a little while, and we're going to hear what's the buzz in a second, guys, to kind of see what's going on in our culture, and we're going to get back to the conversation as well because LT is going to share a lot of great information with us as well. I looked up a statistic and I put it on social media. I don't know if y'all saw it yet, but if you saw it, you can't answer, okay? But I put up the statistic of the state or city in the U.S. who has the least amount of gun violence, in your opinion. Let's start with you, LT.
who do you think out of all of the 51 states, who has the least amount of gun violence?
Out of all the 51 states.
Or a city. You can name a city. You can name a state.
I saw your post, and I was like, well, I can agree with that, because I would say Hawaii, too. I mean, because if I really had to think about it, I would say Hawaii, because, you know, it's supposed to be low stress, surrounded by water. You know, I'm thinking, like, hey, everybody good. So I would say Hawaii.
Well, it is Hawaii, and I'm going to do more research on that, but I think a lot of it has to do with what you are saying. It's a culture. They are a very cohesive culture. And you know, when you think about Hawaii, you think about they really revere elders. They really revere culture, future. I mean, I'm sorry, past tribal type of, what do you call that, Jeffrey? Help me out here. All of those things that come with community, you know, of Hawaii. That's what makes it so beautiful and all of that when we go there. LT says she thinks it's Hawaii, and it is. Jeffrey, what do you think about that, and why do you think it's Hawaii? We might have to come back to Jeffrey, everybody. But what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and, LT, why don't we do this? Are you ready to go ahead and let everybody know we're getting ready to hit a buzz?
Well, I sure am. I'll be happy to.
Right,
you guys, you are tuned in to Simply IB right here on the IME Radio Network. We're so glad you're here. So sit back and relax. More is coming up. And first up, it's What's the Buzz with your girl, LT.
All right. Y'all heard it here. Here we go.
Drop top Porsche, rolling on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, Jay Stenner, can't tell me nothing, boss up.
Yep, hey, it's that time again for What's the Buzz with your girl, LT, bringing you the latest in entertainment information, news, updates every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. here on Simply IB. I love to start the show out with some really fun and cool and exciting news, and today is no different. We're going to start with Byron Allen, who purchased the Weather Channel over the past week. He purchased it for a cool $300 million. Anybody got some spare change, Byron? He purchased it from the Blackstone Group, Bain Capital, and Comcast Corporation. Now, with that purchase, he didn't get to get the online assets such as the website or the mobile app, but I'm excited to see what's going to come from Byron and from the rest of his empire. He also has a film and TV production company, so this is just an extension, or rather an addition, to what he's already doing. The mogul is behind the scenes, quietly, might I add, bringing more credence and more credibility to the statement, make moves in silence. Toni Braxton, who was recently engaged to hip-hop mogul Birdman, dropped her newest album on Friday titled Sex and Cigarettes, featuring Deadwood, which she released a couple of months back on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. If that is any indication what we can expect from this new album, I know you guys are going to be really pleased. So congratulations to you, Toni, for yet another hit on your hands, I'm sure. But speaking of the Braxton family, Tamar, she would not be outdone. She turned heads just a couple of weeks ago as she debuted with a more clean look. The artist recently shaved her lovely locks for a more stress-free look. She did a photo shoot recently in a very cute and very timely yellow mini dress. And she just looks more free and more happy. They always say when a woman's got to make new changes and start a new chapter in her life, she does something major with her hair. And if that's any indication, I wonder what Miss Braxton has up her sleeves here in the near future. So I'm pretty sure we're going to stay tuned to that. Well, speaking of staying tuned, I also wanted to throw in just a little bit about the Black Panther. I know we are still Wakanda forever. So just in case you hadn't heard, or just in case you weren't sure, let me go ahead and clarify that for you. Black Panther has now unseated and passed the Avengers to be the most top-grossing superhero movie ever at the box office. They came in with a whopping $631 million. Can I get a whoop? Can I get a congratulations on a whoop whoop? There it is. Can I get that for Black Panther? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is doing such an amazing job, continues to do an amazing job, and it's in its sixth weekend. It was only unseated as number one,
by Pacific Rim Uprising, which debuted this past weekend at the box office as number one. And to round out the weekend and round out this week's episode of What's the Buzz, I wanted to end it on a very positive note, and I wanted to end it on a note that would inspire you. On Saturday, March 24th, so many young people hit the streets of D.C. and other states across, and other cities across the country to make sure their voices are heard, from the youngest to the oldest. But one young lady stood out, and her voice was heard well above the rest. Naomi Wadler. She is inspiring not just her peers, but she's inspiring us all to find our voice, to speak out, to advocate, and to be present, and show what it's really like to be an American. The 11-year-old is a fifth grader from Alexandria, Virginia. She has made a huge impact already. She co-led her elementary school's walkout for the March for Our Lives initiative at her elementary school. Now, that's just like super amazing. Even at that level in elementary school, they understand the importance of their voice being heard and being taken seriously, from the smallest to the greatest. And it said, you know, even the least of them. You have to do right by even the least of them. And our young people are the least of us, and who one day will be the greatest amongst us, and they will lead us, and they will teach us, and they're doing that right now. So I want to leave you with a quote from Naomi Wadler from her speech on March 24th, but you can definitely go to CNN.com or BBC News, and you can see her complete statement there. And I'm so excited, very proud of her. And just continue to do well. Continue to have your voice be heard. And I'm going to leave you with a little bit of her quote. I am here to acknowledge and represent the African American girls whose stories don't lead on the evening news. I represent the African American women who are victims of gun violence, who are simple statistics instead of being vibrant, beautiful girls full of potential. And that again is from Naomi Wadler, one of the small voices that was heard at the March for Our Lives on March 24th. And though she's 11 years old, she has a huge statement, and I believe this is just the beginning for this young lady, and she will continue to inspire her friends and the rest of us, not just here, but abroad as well. So again, this is another episode of What's the Buzz with your girl LT. If they're talking about it, we're going to bring it to you right here every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Simply IB.
All right, y'all, and that was LT with What's the Buzz. Thank you for bringing us that information. Wow, Toni Braxton. Toni Braxton has a new CD, everybody. I got a chance to hear it on Spotify last night, and it's pretty dope. LT, let's talk real quick. Okay, so you gave us a lot to chew on here. What is something, you know, I ask you this every week, Donna. You ready?
I'm ready this week. Ready to go.
Okay. Out of all the stories, what was your favorite story? I'm gonna guess it this week. All right. I may be wrong.
Okay.
But I'm thinking it's the Byron. No, wait a minute. No, it's the young girl, for the 11-year-old. I think she's number
absolutely
one.
Absolutely. That is.
And I think that is. She's number one. And I think number
she's
two.
She's number one.
Maybe Byron Allen. Is Byron the second?
That is definitely
or?
Number two.
All right, let's see if I get the third or fourth. Okay. The third one is probably Black Panther, because we've been talking about them for a while. I may be wrong.
Yes.
Tony.
You're right. You're doing good so far.
All right, and let's see. I'm a toss up between Tony and her baby sister Tamar. We just gonna say Tony is next and then Tamar's last. We just gonna say
that order.
We're going to take that. We're going to go ahead and Okay, so LT, let's talk about Miss Naomi Wadler really quick. What a beautiful young lady. You know, share your thoughts on that. I know you had to report on that, and we all saw it or whatever, but what really got you about this young lady?
I was really impressed by her poise and confidence. I mentor a group of ladies every Wednesday that are ages, they're in middle school to high school, and even they sometimes struggle with having that sense of poise and confidence when it comes to speaking.
Yeah.
They fidget a lot or, you know, they're just not saying that they know they have something to say, but they're just not sure. I was very impressed by
her confidence, her saying just what she needed to say, which lets me know that mom and dad are really in tune to her and really conversating with her and letting her watch what's happening in the news and having real conversations about it and letting her speak in her own way but giving her the right words. And I think that part struck me the most. Not saying she had to be professional or anything like that, but at 11, you rarely see 11-year-olds have that kind of poise. You very rarely see that in adults.
In adults,
you know, when they speak. So,
I dare say, first of all, you know, we saw so many things in her. You know, the fact that she was able to stand in front of not just her peers but a crowd, it lets me know this young girl is a leader. Because LT, you mentioned this, and for those of you who are not familiar with her, this little 11-year-old girl and her friend organized this, right, at their school to walk out for about 15 minutes for someone. And so she's a leader.
Actually, she said they did it for more.
Speaking of this. Yeah.
Exactly. She said, she said they started out with 17, but they added, if I remember reading her story correctly, they added an additional two minutes to their walkout.
And I dare say that's the mind of a leader, and she already has the poise. I believe that she's gifted in these areas, and we just pray that God continues to have a hand on her and the other young people that stood out there, because I look at this as something that it is very necessary. We're going to keep our eyes on Miss Naomi, right? Is that her name? I want to make sure I have her name right. I want to tell you guys really quickly what March for Our Lives is about, in case you're not familiar with it and you think that it's simply a march. I think it's going to take on the likes of Black Lives Matter and some of the other movements collectively, where it looks like it starts out as a march, but they're really going to become big, long-term movements. March for Our Lives, here's some things that you all need to know. Students, teachers, parents, and allies around the nation prepared to march for their lives, okay? This was something that was set up not just by the students, but they had to have help to do these things too. So students, teachers, parents, and allies around the nation. And it was in response to increased gun control and school safety measures, okay? Now, you all remember that, I want to say last week, in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, experienced a tragedy. We had 17 people that were killed as far as students and teachers. And they were killed by, I don't like this report, let me stop real quick, guys, because I don't like the way this reporting agency reported this. They said these people were allegedly killed by this 19-year-old. They weren't allegedly killed, they were killed. They were killed. Can we get an amen on that, LT? They were killed by 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz. And Cruz was armed with an AR-15 rifle that he had legally purchased. Let's talk about that really quickly. We're going to go ahead, everybody. If you want to talk to us, press 1. Also, if you're on device and you can't get to us verbally, but you can kind of chat in the back, please do so, and we'll put your questions out there really quickly. Let's go ahead and see what Mr. Leroy McKenzie has to say about these things so far. Leroy, welcome to Simply IB, sir. How are you?
I am wonderful. How's everybody?
All right. Woo!
I can't do it like the smooth brother with the smooth voice, Simply IB.
You got it, sir. You love it, sir. You got me coughing over here. Everybody, we have Mr. Leroy McKenzie, power moment, power of the man. He's responsible for bringing those great segments every week right here on Simply IB. You know, let me say this real quick. I love your segments. And you know what I really love? I love how you go out every week. Let me tell you why. Because when you go out, you always say, we're going to leave you better at the end of 2018 than when you first started. We inspiring you. We blah, 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 blah. I mean, you're just laying it on, brother. I appreciate that. You're doing your thing.
Thank you. That's the mission. That is the mission.
Absolutely.
That is the assignment, is to make all of us better by the end of 2018 than we are at the beginning of 2018. So.
Absolutely. And you're doing a wonderful job. Just like I was sharing with our audience and LT and the biz dog, you guys have been getting a lot of great compliments on your segment.
Oh, wow.
And, you know it's very fruitful what everybody is doing because it's changing people's lives. And it really is. So I want to let you all know right here on air, you know, the great job that you're doing. We're just not on radio to be gossiping, you know, but we're actually trying to change people's, you know, their confidence, business, bring them information like what's going on around the country and so many other things. Let's talk really quickly. You've been hearing the conversation between LT and the biz doc and everything. Where would you like to start with this conversation? You know, we just had the walk or the march galvanized by these young people, spearheaded by the those young folks at Parkland out there in Florida. What would you like to about that?
Well, I think I thought it was a great event, great and I love what they were doing, and I heard something interesting through the the coverage of the of the event, and they were talking to Reverend Al Sharpton, and he was on Joy Reed's, he was on Joy Reed, and they had a couple of the young people from the march that were sitting there with them, and he was encouraging them, and he was telling them that about young people and how young people are the kind of the engine behind movements. They were the young people at that time were the engine behind the civil rights movement. If you look back over history, young people were the ones that engineered and that started movements because of their passion and what they felt and the things that they were trying to get done and the fearlessness that they have, because there's some naivety about
it. You're absolutely right.
But then there's also the passion, but there's also this level of they have nothing to lose. You know,
absolutely.
You know, so they are really trying to organize and to strategize and to move things, to take it from just the
legislation,
moment and move it into a movement, which I think is just awesome. And it's a shame that we have to look to the younger generation to do what we as adults should be doing. You know?
Woo! You know, thank you for stepping on our toes.
I second that. I second and third and fourth and fifth that. Thank you. Just my two cents. Muting out.
It really is.
Those are set on. You know, but, go ahead, Leroy.
No, I mean, I'm just going to say, but and I think part of it was what I mentioned before, is the young generation has they don't know anything other than what they're supposed to have. They're like,
That's right.
Be something as simple
like
as being able to go to school, and not have to worry about, is my life going to be taken going to school?
That's right.
That is insane.
Come on now, come on. You know what,
that is
very interesting. You are so right, because young people, all they know is that, okay, we're dying. And we should not be dying.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough.
Right.
We don't need to be political. And what happens is you get too doggone smart, like us older folks. We get so doggone smart and full of degrees and all these things. And we get so political and make everything so, these big topics, when in actuality, we should be like the kids and saying, we don't supposed to be dying in school.
Handle
your
business.
It becomes so political. And you're right. And, you know, I did a study, everybody, a couple of years ago in school about different revolutions because, you know, I'm a change agent. And, you know, I know that some of you are here as well. We want to change people's lives or situations, circumstances, and even the world for the better. And so I looked at the revolutions, and what I was able to identify is every revolution around the world is always led by young people. And I was very impressed by the revolution in Cuba, Chavez and, you know, Fidel and all of them. And of course, as they got older, they became enemies to us. That's another story. But Dr. Martin Luther King, obviously, they were in their late 20s. If you really think about when he was assassinated, he was maybe 32 years old, guys. So, and the people that were involved in SNCC, and Dr. King started SCLC, but the young folks like John Lewis, who y'all know is our representative right now for Georgia, he was a part of SNCC. These were young folks. When they walked over the bridge in Selma and he got hit in the head with that brick, he was, maybe 19 or 20 years old?
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
revolutions always start with the young folk, but we are sitting in those positions where we can change legislation because we hold jobs and do that. So we really need to listen to the kids. Why don't we do this really quickly? Because I'm really loving this and I'm getting a lot of questions from the back. Impact. I have a feeling that the power moment is going to be very impactful today. What do you think about that, Mr. Leroy McKenzie?
That's what it is. We're talking how you can impact.
All right. We see these people making an impact, these young folk, and the power man himself, look at the power man, Leroy McKenzie, is going to share with us a little bit about what, Mr. McKenzie?
About impact and
inspire. All right. We'll be back. You guys get your pen and paper out. We'll be back in just a minute. And when we come back, I want to pose the question to all of you. Are you seeing gun violence in your community? And if so, what are they doing about it? We'll be back in just a second, everybody.
Hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? Your ass invited, so go and get to clapping. Go pop a phone.
It's your boy Leroy McKenzie Jr. on the Simply IB radio show on the IME radio network, coming to you with the Power of a Man power moment for this week. This week we're going to talk about being inspired and impacting, being impacted. Who are you inspiring and who are you impacting? And who are you inspired by and who are you impacted by? This past weekend, there was the march, not only in Washington, but also there were marches all over this country for the gun rights movement. And this movement was started because of an incident, that shooting that happened down in Florida, at a high school down in Florida. Now this movement has been, the key to this movement has been because it's young kids that have been thrusted behind this movement, are the ones that are carrying this movement, because they've said that they've had enough. Enough is enough. So these young people were impacted because of a incident that happened not only to them, but happened to 17 people that were a part of the school that they went to that lost their lives, unfortunately. And the individuals that were speaking this weekend were those that were impacted there and that have inspired a movement because of what has happened to them down in Florida. So they've not only been impacted, but they are impacting people. And they were not only inspired, but they are inspiring people not only in Florida, but they are inspiring people all over this country to say enough is enough. So what are you inspired by? And who are you inspiring? Who are you impacting? And how are you impacted? That's the question that you have to ask yourself this week. How are you impacting someone? And who are you impacted by? And then who are you inspiring? And then who have you been inspired by? We go through things every day
in our lives, and we get impacted by different things, whether it's a situation that we're going through, it might be a circumstance that we're going through, and we have things that we are inspired by. They're people or things that might inspire us. The movement that was this weekend, they were inspired by a incident that not only happened to them, but has happened prior. And it came to a point where they said enough is enough, and they don't want it to happen to anybody else. So they went from inspiration to impact to now they are making it a movement. They went from a moment to now where it is a movement. So you want to make sure that you're impacting someone in their lives, and the way that you impact someone is like this, is they are not the same person after they meet you than they were before they meet you. I'm going to say that again. Make sure the way that you impact someone is that they are not the same person that they were after they met you than before they met you. So how are you impacting someone else? How are you inspiring someone else? This is Leroy McKenzie Jr. with your power moment on the Simply IB show on the IME Radio Network. Y'all know how we do. It's inspiration on a mission 2018. We're going to make your end of 2018 better than you were at the beginning of 2018. Be unstoppable. Talk to you soon.
Be unstoppable. Mr. Leroy McKenzie with the power moment. Woo! Great, great, great segment talking about impact. I love that you threw it out there to us and you asked the question of, you know, who are we impacting, but who's impacting us as well? You know, so it's like a boomerang effect. Can I call it that? Can we go ahead and call that a boomerang effect? That it's not good to just be impacted, but we need to impact as well or influence as well. And let's talk about that really quickly. Why did you choose, you know, inspiring and impact for this week?
Well, actually, honestly, it came from watching the event this weekend, seeing a little bit of that, and then also, I just finished these two books called The People Factor and The I Factor, and I think it was The People Factor book. The author, Pastor Van Moody, he talks about the effects that we have on, you know, not just ourselves, but other people, and how those encounters that we have, they're significant because people can either impact you positively or they can impact you negatively. You know, and even in being inspired, people can inspire you because of something negative that's happened that they did to you, or they can inspire you by something positive that they poured into, you know, in your life. So that's kind of where that thought process came from with the power moment, doing that this week. I thought that was really keen to me. And I'm looking at these kids and I'm just like, wow. The impact that they're having, I'm like, this is gonna go. This is beyond them. This is gonna
absolutely
affect multiple generations. Just like the civil rights movement has affected us even now, and even
right.
those kids now
right.
that are fighting. So it goes
right.
beyond us.
Right.
It's bigger than us.
Amen. Amen. So everybody, I hope you took notes, and I like that you said it goes beyond us. These things, what they're doing, whether they know it or not, and they're living the moment, and they're young folks. They're smart, but they have no idea of the legacy that they're getting ready to really leave. They're not going to see that until years to come.
Absolutely.
But they are creating a legacy, and it's very authentic, and that's why people are joining this. You know what I really loved, everybody, as well, for those of you who didn't see some of the media coverage, I really enjoyed, I think it was three young white boys, young Caucasian guys, who went up to, I'm trying to remember what school, I want to say it was in D.C. or New York, guys, please forgive me, and they stood there in an all-black school, and they spoke so eloquently, and what I loved about one of the guys said, Leroy, he said, we know they don't hear you. We know that you guys get killed every day, and they're not hearing you. That got I got chills. Because even young white minds who have white privilege, okay, understand that their counterparts are not being heard, that their value of life is not being heard by those at the top. And they were willing to use this platform to say, okay, we're going to bring these platforms together. I think that was simply not disingenuous, but it was heartfelt. I think it was very authentic. And to choose those words, we know they don't hear you. Speaking of that real quick, while it's in my mind, everyone, I want to share this. And once again, guys, remember, I'm going to go around to you all. I'm going to bring on Quick 32 as well. And I want to ask you guys, what does the gun violence look like in your community or your city? And let's talk about it, about what's being done there. Is enough being done or is nothing being done? Well, there's a project. Remember, we here on Simply IB have adopted four organizations that are doing amazing work around the country. Well, we're going to share with you what they're doing now and what they have going on in the future. One of the organizations that we have adopted is the Joshua Partnership Project. And it's where the faith community or a church is leading the fight in terms of teaching other churches in other cities around the country that are in your, I would say, worst neighborhoods, where there's a lot of gun violence, a lot of drugs and things like that. Well, this church leader by the name of Pastor Dalton has trained already 8 churches around the country on how to reduce violence in their area from the faith aspect, and that's very big. What it's doing is putting the responsibility back on the church because the church is in the community, right? So I love that. So we want to give a shout out to him, and also once again, they're going to have a national conference in St. Louis, August 8th through 10th. Yours truly will be the hostess. I just found out today, Leroy, that I actually. The hostess, I want you guys, thank you. I want you guys to come out. There are going to be some amazing people there, some people that are at the top that can pass legislation. Okay, so we're going to have some people that were appointees during the Obama administration. And of course, we're going to have your faith leaders and anybody who really wants to come to get trained. It's a free training. You just have to pay the registration fee. I think it's just $49, but guys, it's going to be worth it. So I want to put that out there, okay? All right? What do you think about that really quickly, Leroy? The faith community is saying, wait a minute, we can do more. We can do more in our own communities. What do you think about that?
I think they need to do more. step up. I mean, I think it's a great thing. And there are, trust me, don't get me wrong. There are churches or the faith community that are doing doing some great, phenomenal things. But I think overall, as a whole, I think we need
do more.
Step up.
Do more.
Yeah, we could definitely
step up.
And
you know what? That could be another conversation. Let's go ahead and bring Click 32 in really quickly. Everybody, if you listen to Simply IB and you want to go ahead and talk with us, you got to press 1. Or I see some questions in. We're going to try to get to those really quickly. Click 32, welcome to Simply IB. How are you?
Good evening. Doing fine. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, so you've been sitting back and listening, and you've heard the show thus far and everything, and I want to pose this question to you. You know, we in America, you heard the statistics that Jeffrey said about we export 34% of the guns around the world, okay? And we know that there's a lot of gun violence in our communities, in our cities. What does the gun violence look like in your local town, and what are people doing about it?
Well, unfortunately, I live. We don't really have too much gun violence, but for the strangest reason, where the gun violence surrounds us, our little area is becoming a dumping ground. And for those of you that don't know what that means the gun violence, the murder being committed.
They bring them to you all.
Wow.
So that's how it's affecting your area. The killings are somewhere else, but they're still coming to your area. What is being done about that? And are people kind of hush-hush about that? What's going on with that?
happens, you hear about it, then you don't. You know, it's just the fact of it. Some cases are still open, some are not. It's just so much going on. You know, they're still dealing with the Alton Sterling murder, you know, with the police.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, that's so heartbreaking. One of the organizations that I deal with, Donna, which is called the National Congress on Faith and Social Justice, I actually deal with a lot of those cases with the mothers, okay, through the director that is over our organization, which is heartbreaking. I saw that yesterday, and so I don't know who the gentleman was. Maybe you all can help me with that, but he was right on point. He was emotional, but he should have been. And, you know, he just says, you know, you can just do anything to us. You can do anything to us. That is how we're being affected in this community. And, Lee, I want you to come in on this too, and LT. Like Donna said, it's not the actual gunplay, right, that's in her city, but she's kind of like, they're kind of like on the ladder of it. You know, it may start somewhere else, but they're bringing the bodies to her community, right? So that is an issue. That gun violence is still affecting them. And then what we see with Alton Sterling and the criminal rights and the Sandra Bland and so many others, there's no justice, okay? There's no justice on the other side. And I know that goes a lot into police brutality, but guns are guns, okay? Let's talk about that, Leroy and Donna. Now, let me ask you first, because you're in that area. How does that make you feel, once again, to hear that these people got off for doing what they did to Alton Sterling? How's that affected the community?
Ooh. You kind of expected it. You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
It wasn't
the first time. Yeah.
You know, and it's sad. It's the biggest thing is it was caught on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what you're seeing. Look what you are seeing. What is being caught on camera.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what's not being caught on camera. Or what has mm-hmm. all these years have not been caught on camera. If they can do it on camera and get away with it,
why?
Imagine what has been gotten away with. What's gonna be gotten away with off camera?
Right.
And it's crazy. You know, when you already know, ain't nothing gonna happen. You know. Well, that wasn't no surprise.
Right.
When is it gonna stop?
And you know what? I feel you, and I'm not even in your community, but because we're all a part of the same community, and that's really how we all should feel, regardless of your race or where you fit on the social ladder and all that stuff. You should really feel for anybody who has these injustices happening to them. But, you know, here's the thing. You're so right. We get to the point where, like, we expect it. It's almost like I get angry now when I see mothers cry, and I want you guys to hear me when I say this. It's not that they shouldn't, because every mother, and we all should be crying for any child being killed like that. Like Donna said, we've seen it on video, right? But here's the thing. When we cry for our babies, it goes unheard. When we cry, and that's what's painful, that's what makes me angry, Donna. It goes from sadness to anger. If I see one more mother, one more, you know, grandmother, one more father, one more little sister, whatever, crying because, come on, y'all. Y'all already know what it is. Let's go ahead and let's bring Biz Doc in as well. I think he wants to come in the conversation. For those of you who are out there listening, you know, we're talking about a couple things, and I want to know how it affects your community at large and what's going on. I want to give some solutions to some of these things too. They're not going to happen overnight, but we do want to be able to provide a solution when we come back from break. But let's hear really quickly from LT. LT, how is, you know, what's going on with guns, whether it's in the schools, whether it's police brutality, whether it's gang violence, whatever it is, how is it affecting maybe not your community that you actually live in, but maybe communities around, you know, on the other side of town. How's it affecting you there? And what are people doing about it?
Let me say this. I live in the Commonwealth of Virginia. That being said, I also live in a very military-driven area. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're right here by Northern Virginia and all of the bases and our Navy, everything is here. When you think about gun violence, we still have our kids who are actually marching. My daughter participated in part of it, my college daughter. So it's touched us in that way, not personally having someone be killed or harmed in that way. But I see where kids are taking that seriously. I see where kids are having conversations about it. I see what Tim Kaine is really trying to he's our senator here. Him and Mark Warner are really trying to help push the initiative of trying to get stricter gun laws here for us.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't see much is our Black community. And I like to be the person that makes the statement that really makes everybody's hair stand up. And when it comes to it hurts me so much, and people can agree or disagree, it hurts me so much that I'm more mad at us. I'm more mad at us than I am at anybody else. Because when you go into a gunfight and you know what you're working with, why do you show up with a rock? I say that to say when we as Black people know what the outcome is going to be, when we know what could possibly happen, why do educate our kids enough? Why are we not talking to them enough? Why are we not staying angry long enough? We stay angry as long as the people are talking about it. When they stop talking about it, we don't move anymore. And then now when something happens, we want to block up games. We want to keep people from getting to venues that they paid their money for. We want to be active then, but you got to be active every single day. Civil rights is something that's every single day. It's not when it happens, it's before it happens so that it doesn't happen. And then we want to be angry. Stay angry. Stay upset. Stay concerned. Stay on that point to, like, you know what, let's educate our kids. Let's talk about this thing, and let's hold people accountable. Like we said before, we're having intelligent conversations, but what are we doing outside of blocking up traffic? Help push those initiatives. Help make legislation become where you hold
police
officers accountable.
You have to do that. Amen.
Hold them accountable. And, you know, I get impassioned about that. And I know this is your platform or our platform, but I get impassioned about that because stay angry. Don't just be angry right now. In 2 weeks when they're not talking about it, be angry still. Leroy McKenzie, Jeffrey Coleman, 911, they talk about this all the time, and we're having this conversation all the time because we don't stay angry. And don't be angry and not educated. Be angry, educated, and move.
You know, well, I love your 2 cents. You know, she said a lot of everybody that was LT. You know, and it's so interesting that you talked about you stay angry, and I think it's important that we do leverage the anger. And here's my thing. I just want to provide a solution really quickly, just one. And let's see, we're getting a little feedback. Okay, we're getting a little feedback in our studio here. Okay, so here's the thing. LT made a lot of great points. She said, listen, she's more mad at us, and I think it's because she loves us. I know that's what it is. She loves us, and when you love your children, you get angry when they're not living up to their potential, right, LT? You get because you know what they're made of. And I think what happens with us is
exactly that
a lot of times we do pass the buck, but I will be remiss if I didn't say this. We do know that we live in a culture where we are on the bottom, where our lives do not matter. Because we see there's no justice when we're getting killed when we're not doing anything wrong. So let me say that now. A lot of the things that we're talking about, just like the children that got killed in the schools, they're going to school. They're not doing anything but trying to live their lives and get their education, and they're being killed. Well, the reason why we have organizations, the ones that are doing something, is because of the injustices, okay? Even criminals within our legal system in this country have a right to go to court for due process, okay, even when we know they're guilty. So why do we live in a country where we'll have a cell phone or we're having a hoodie or we live in the community but we don't look like it or whatever and we get killed? You can't train a child for that. You can't talk them. You can't educate them enough not to get killed. They can be the most educated child when it comes to okay, this is what you should do, what you shouldn't do. But if you live in a culture where the powers that be who hold the gun, who hold the badge, shoot you anyway, then the education is for naught. So my solution is this, guys. You have to, like LT said, you have to push legislation. Everyone needs to know who their senators are, their congressmen are, their council women and men are. They need to know who everybody is in local government all the way to the top and stay on them, right? But more importantly, like every other race, we need to train our children to go to school to be senators and congressmen and judges and lobbyists in those things. They are the ones that make decisions. We love to push our kids into real estate and owning businesses and those things. That's great. That's ownership. But now we need people in legislation. That's how they – you get those people out of the way and put your children, okay, in those positions who make the laws, who make the laws, who pass the laws. That is how these things will change. How many black commissioner, police commissioners are around the country? You need to know who's the black commissioner. You need to know that. 9 times out of 10, they don't look like you. So I love the fact that we're educating our young folks. We're doing all the right things, but it's still not going to stop your young black child from possibly getting killed. And on that note, we're going to go to a 911 rant because I want y'all to hear from Minister 911 of an incident that just happened to him this weekend. We'll be back on Simply IB to talk about it more. I hope y'all are fired up. I hope y'all are fired up. We'll be back in just a second, everybody.
Welcome to the 911. I'm Minister Raleigh R. Thornton Jr., a.k.a. 911. Y'all know me. Y'all know how I get down. What this segment allows me to do, it allows me to give you the 411 on the things going on in our world that really deserves our attention or raises my concern. Or otherwise, gets on my nerves, all right? So I want to share with you a problem that is facing our country. It's a problem that's facing your community. It's a problem that's facing my town. It's a problem that we all pray that we don't go through or that will be a part of our life or how we live. And unfortunately, this segment is much needed, and I wish I didn't even have to talk about it, but it is what it is. So here we go. Check it out. I was sitting at home, and I was able to make it to work and do my daily duties when I get a phone call from my daughter that is most disturbing, and I come to find out that she had been robbed at gunpoint. And I'm being very transparent because I want all of you to hear me when I say I'm really irritated with how we have allowed ourselves to get to a place where it's literally back to the Wild Wild West days, whether you know it or not. You better understand and you better hear me when I say this world has taken a very, very dangerous turn. The use of gunplay is everywhere. It's all around us. At any given moment, you can be the subject of a robbery. At any given moment, you could find yourself where there is an active shooter. And I know that we trust God and we depend on God and God will protect us, but you also got to have some common sense about what you're doing. You also got to have a mindset of how to handle yourself if things break out and things get crazy. You got to defend your family. If you got to defend yourself, you got to be ready. You got to be in a place where you can make it do what it do. And I'm here to tell you, my daughter was in a place where she trusted in her fiance. They trusted a situation. And if any of you are using these websites, Craigslist or OfferUp, that was the website that she was on. And this website allows people to put what they want to sell, their treasures, their devices, their cars, what have you, and people bid on it. Well, they bid it on an iPhone 10, and upon bidding on this iPhone 10, they went to meet and hopefully make this purchase, only to be set up for a robbery. Why are you sharing this, Minister, tonight? I'm sharing this because I want to save someone from the danger of going through what my daughter went through. I'm sharing this because I'm irritated, because people would rather rob and steal than work and work hard for money that they take from others. I'm sharing this because I'm hoping some of you will speak to your daughters. Some of you will speak to your sons. Some of you will speak to your wives, or you will speak to your husbands and tell them to be careful when you out here, when you're making these deals. A, when you decide you want to purchase something on a site like that, make it up in your mind that I'm not going to go to a remote place to meet the seller. I'm going to have them meet me at a safe environment where it's busy, where I know nothing can happen to me without somebody seeing what's going on. Two, make it up in your mind that the purchase is something that is worth you risking your hard-earned dollars for. Some of you go and get on these sites and you buy junk. You think you're buying something good, but it's actually junk. So you might as well have went to the store and paid money and had a warranty and knew what you were dealing with. Three, just be careful. Listen, be careful out here, because I'm telling you, the struggle is real. We live in a day and a time now where our government is changing. The income, the economy is crazy, and a lot of people are out of work. A lot of people are not making the money they used to make, and people are just resorting to taking what they want and robbing you and doing bodily harm to you. And
you guys heard it. That was a little bit of 911 and his rant on what's going on with gun violence and where he sees things going. For those of you who came in during the middle or didn't hear all of it, Minister 911 sits with us every week here on Simply IB, and he was sharing with us that just this weekend, his 21-year-old daughter was held up at gunpoint along with her fiance, simply because they went on a website trying to purchase a telephone. Now, how many of us do that? How many of us, you know, it's not uncommon. We go on Craigslist. I've bought a lot of things over the years from Craigslist, and we meet up with people. And thank God. We want to bring you guys on to talk real quick. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines for Click 32, for the Biz Doc, for LT, and for Leroy McKenzie. How many of us have done that? Let's go around the room really quickly. And, she did it, and they were held up at gunpoint. They could have died. They could have been killed, and thank God that didn't happen. Let's start with the Biz Doc. Biz Doc, what did you think about that and how easy it is to have access to guns?
Yeah, I'm just, my heart goes out for Minister 911. I mean, that's the scariest thing, to have your child call you in distress, and then for them to call you into the point where that could have been easily the other way around, where it could have been, you know, your daughter has expired. My heart just goes out. I mean, I'm sitting over here, and you talk about fired up and angry and just so passionate. And there's so many things that stir up the emotions, and what you have said, and who was the click who was talking there? LT, yeah. I'm sorry,
LT,
I was writing my notes down. What LT said, it's like it drives the point of, yes, we do make careless decisions. We do go out and we want to do like everybody else, but because of the circumstances and situation that we're in, we can't do like everybody else. We can't do something as simple as do e-commerce. We can't go out and walk. You know, I was talking to one of my coworkers today. We were going to lunch, and I said, I drive with my license and my insurance card and my visor, and I leave it there so that I won't have to be able to go forward. And one of my other coworkers in another car, and they were